Open your Bibles, please, to Psalm 47. Psalm 47. Let's read it together. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. Now think of that. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. This psalm begins with an exhortation to exuberant praise. Oh, clap your hands, oh ye all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Clap your hands. Rejoice. Our God is an awesome God. He is greatly to be feared, a great king over all the earth. We don't sit on our hands when our favorite team wins the big game. We are animated with excitement. We shout with a voice of triumph. How much more then should the victorious reign of our Lord Jesus Christ animate our praise? We are gathered here on the Lord's Day, Resurrection Day, to celebrate the victory of our great King, Jesus Christ. He has conquered sin and death. He has ascended to the throne and is seated at the right hand of the Father, reigning over heaven and earth until all His enemies are put under His feet. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For not only does our God reign, but in verse 3, He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom He loves. Consider, says the Apostle Paul, the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He, the Father, worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, to us, His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. So clap your hands, all you peoples. Rejoice! For you have been conquered by Christ. And He will soon place His yoke upon you and cause you to submit to the proclamation of His gospel and the rule of His law. Verse 5, God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. The Apostle John saw it. And what a glorious vision it was. He writes in Revelation chapter 19, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For the Lord Most High is awesome, terrible, says the King James, greatly to be feared. Our Lord Jesus rides forth with eyes like a flame of fire, his robe dipped in the blood of Calvary. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, the Word of God, the gospel that we proclaim. And that sword strikes the nations. Those who bow before it will clap their hands and rejoice as Christ fits his yoke upon them. And those who resist will be trampled in the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Rejoice, for the victory has been won. Verse 6, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Literally, sing praises with a masko, a psalm of instruction. As we begin to understand the depths of our sin and misery, the attributes of our God, His holiness, justice, and mercy, as we begin to understand the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, the overwhelming magnitude of His victory, then our praise will not be dampened by troubling circumstances or even by our own sinfulness. Christ has won the victory. His robe has been dipped in blood so that we can be clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. For the shields of the earth belong to God. They've been turned in by the princes of the people who have now joined with us, the people of the God of Abraham, to worship our King. He is greatly exalted. Let us worship Him today, exuberantly, with a shout of triumph, with understanding. For our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed a great and awesome King. Amen.